And you're listening to Morning Edition on KASU. Right now it is 8:19. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Joining me in the studios, we're talking to U.S. Senator John Bozeman, who's a Republican from Arkansas, and it's always good to be able to have him in the studio. Good morning, Mr. Bowman. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan, and thank you for letting me be here. You've got a great facility here, and it's good to be here in person instead of on the phone.
Absolutely. Senator Bozeman, while you all have been out, I know you've been doing a tour of Arkansas, and that kind of tells us about some of the things you've been doing as y'all have been out of session.
Well, we try and get around and do various things. We spent several days going to veterans facilities, ran over to Memphis. A lot of our veterans use that facility. Just making sure that veterans are getting taken care of. These are earned benefits. And visiting with lots of veterans. Veteran suicide is a huge issue right now. We're spending a lot of money on that. We've been working with Secretary Wilkie, the head of the VA, to make sure that the money that we're spending, and we are spending a lot of money, is going in the right places. Also, we've been visiting with a lot of small businesses. The name of the game is jobs, 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 the economy. If you don't have a job, if you can't make a living wage, then everything else is pretty unimportant. And then our ag tour, which we're in the middle of right now, that's 25% of our economy. When we get into regions of the state like this, though, it's probably 80%. So it's very, very important. And we're celebrating the opening of the groundbreaking of Delta Peanuts yesterday. That's a game changer. And it's just so... it's so illustrative of a bunch of people coming together, having an idea, working hard, and then, you see the groundbreaking, and pretty soon we'll be back out there. I told them I want a bag of peanuts that come off the line.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the veterans thing for just a second, because I know at one point there was a lot of concern that maybe the VA wasn't doing what it was supposed to do, and that there was a long wait time for veterans, and veterans were not being served in that. And so my father is a veteran, so he would tell me some of his stories.
Sure.
Are things getting better, or are we still having significant issues in trying to make sure that those who've served are being taken care of?
Well, there's really two aspects to veterans care. One aspect is making sure that when they have a disability claim, that that's done in a timely basis. The backlog was 500,000-600,000. We've cut that down to 40,000, which is considered normal. You've always got some in the system. Mm-hmm. So they worked really hard to do that, that we can be very proud that they've done a good job. As far as the healthcare aspect, we passed a massive law that really said that if you live very far away from a veteran's facility, you can get health care in your community. If you have over a certain waiting period, you can get health care in the community, or if you need a specialist. A lot of the veterans are in a situation where they're elderly. They depend on friends and family to take them places. And so we want to make it as convenient as possible, and yet still protecting the VA health care system. And so that's working very well. It started in June, and we really, government rollouts sometimes are rocky, but this has been a very, very good one. So far that's going well. And again, it will really provide a lot of ability for convenience for our veterans in situations where they live a distance away.
In your ag tour, as you've been going all over the state of Arkansas, I know you've had the opportunity to talk with lots of farmers on things that are going on. Is there still concern about the trade war? And have you heard from farmers who've been negatively impacted by it? Because there have been some concerns that the farmers have been really taking a hit off of this trade war.
Well, they have taken a hit, and as have a number of industries. We not only need to settle this with China, but we also need to create new markets. And so we're working very, very hard. Japan is, we had a good announcement the other day that they had settled on a framework. The truth is in the details. We're going to push very hard to get that done. Working with the UK right now, that's going well. We're also working with the European Union. China is the one that has been such a huge issue. The Chinese country lie, cheat, steal, they manipulate. They don't play by the rules. President Trump inherited that. We all campaigned when I was running for Congress, later in the Senate. We all said we need to get tough on China. He has. He's gotten their attention. They need about a 6% GDP because they're such a big country. They need to create about 20 million new jobs a year to prevent social unrest. And so he does have their attention. It looked like, you know, in the last few months, they've said, well, you know, let's wait it out. Let's wait a year and see if we have a new president and then have somebody easier to deal with. Mm-hmm. President's come back, up the ante. But I think right now, I know my meetings with the president and as being, you know, one of the, I'm number two on the Ag Committee. So I've sat in a lot of meetings with the president. Sentiment has been, look, you've got their attention, you know, but we need to wrap this up. And I think that's really where the administration's at, and they're working very, very hard to do that. So hopefully we'll see some relief soon. For the agriculture community, it's been the perfect storm. We've had terrible weather. It's rained since last fall. Mm-hmm. Farmers couldn't get into harvest. When they did, they tore their fields up, really hadn't been able to get in. We've got a record number of acres that weren't planted this year because it's been too wet. And then along with that, with very, very low commodity prices, not just generally, you'll have some commodity prices down and then others up. Right now, we've got low commodity prices across the board. So it's a very difficult situation. We've got this, this market facilitation payments coming out in the sense of for those that have been hurt. That's been helpful, but that's not the answer. You know, farmers don't want a payment. They want to market. They want to sell their product.
Right. U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here live in the studios at KASU. When you all go back, which is, I think, September the 8th, I believe, is when you all go back, what are some of the priorities that you're going to be working on as soon you all going to be hitting the ground running that particular week?
We are.
So tell us about what are some of the things you're going to be working on. What do you want to see?
We've got to wrap up the appropriations process so that we won't have another government shutdown. Certainly nobody wants that. The other thing that's so important for Arkansas is the reauthorization of the big transportation bill. That runs out at the end of next year. That takes a long time to get done. We passed it out of committee. The Finance Committee is trying to figure out how to pay for it. But this is about, in Arkansas's case, I think about 43% of the road infrastructure funding that we get. So it's huge. So we're going to be working very hard on that. We hear a lot about Congress not getting things done. This is a bill that passed without a dissenting vote out of committee, Republicans and Democrats working together. Because, again, I think most people feel like we need to invest in the infrastructure of our country. So appropriations and then, again, this big reauthorization of the highway bill, I think, will be at the top of the list.
There were some people that were really disappointed that Congress, you know, left for session, and then we had the mass shootings that took place in Texas and in Ohio, and then there was that renewed call for, you know, for Congress to come back, reconvene, talk about what to do about this. Do you think it was the right decision to stay out of, you know, to continue with that recess, or do you think, you know, how are you all going to work on the gun issue when you get back? Because there's going to be a loud cry from a lot of people saying this has to be addressed.
Sure. I think it was the correct decision. But what we did in lieu of that was the head of the Senate, Senator McConnell, asked the chair of the pertinent committees to come together and they and their staff to start working on this, so that they could give some suggestions as soon as we came back. That's also true. The president, you know, has spoken about various things, you know, that he's concerned about, he'd like to get done. And so there are people literally working on this as we speak. Again, staff and the heads of those and the minority leaders also of those committees working now to come up with some good suggestions as we come back as to see how we can deal with things. What we want is something that actually is going to make a difference. And there's a lot of suggestions. You know, this is something that's a very difficult issue. But you know, we're all in unison that anything we can do to prevent these, these hideous attacks, certainly we need to look at.
But I think where the frustration for some people is that everyone's been talking and talking and talking. When do we get to the point where something can actually be done on something like that? And is stricter background checks really the way to go?
Well, again, we want something that produces a result. The The individuals involved could pass a background check. So we can do that. That's not going to make a difference in these cases. One thing that I think would make a difference, the guy in Dayton, had a significant criminal record, and then when he turned 18, all of that was expunged. There's some things that you do when you've got most of your school afraid of you because of the your violent tendencies, gotten in trouble with law enforcement, that probably needs to hang around with you for a time. And so those are things that we can do, but you have to be careful. What we don't want to do is take away individual rights. Where people get labeled this way or that way. So there has to be due process. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we don't need to rush in. We need to make sure that we do get a result. But again, we don't want to take away significant rights of people that are doing the right thing.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here. We've just got a few more minutes left. Recently, there was an opioid decision that happened in Oklahoma where you had a huge judgment against a pharmaceutical company. What do you think that will mean by way of the future fight of opioids? Maybe will it come to Arkansas? Is marketing the issue? How do we wrap our hands around such a huge issue as opioids?
It's a huge issue, and yeah. I was very pleased to see the decision in the sense that if they're guilty of doing this, they need to pay a heavy price. Those that are prescribing, and that's all kinds of providers, whether you're a physician or a dentist or a veterinarian or whatever, then we need to push the full force of the law against these people. So I'm excited about it. Sadly, Arkansas has been right at the top of the list in regarding prescribing. We prescribe about twice as much opioids as the average state in the country. There's no excuse for that. And so working with the medical board, working with our prosecutors, and then our Eastern and Western District prosecutors, I've encouraged them, we need to hold people accountable when they're doing things that aren't appropriate. And we all know somebody that, or a family, or it's touched their own family or whatever, somebody that's had a loved one that perhaps is taking pills, mixed it with alcohol, and then hasn't woken up in the morning. Mm-hmm. The deaths from this are off the chart. And so it's something we as a nation simply have to address. And if you're a bad guy, then I'm all for bringing you to justice.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman, thank you so much. We've run out of time, but thank you for coming into the studios today and being able to spend some time with us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, and congratulations on the great job that you and your team do.